Does that make the bread rise?
Rise. Mm-hmm. Makes the bread rise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about your father eating grains and eggs. How would he usually have his eggs cooked?
Well, you boil the brains until they're done, see, and then you scramble the eggs in with the brains.
Any other way that people would eat eggs? How else might you?
Poach them, fried. We never did. Sometimes soft boiled. Mm-hmm. Usually, when we had eggs for breakfast, the egg was cooked when the person who wanted it came there to eat it. It had to be HOT hot. Mm. And the cook would wait until Papa usually ate his breakfast early. Mm. And that cook I showed you the picture of, she'd come anytime if he wanted to leave the house, 6 o'clock in the morning, she'd be there at 5 o'clock and fix his breakfast for him.
It'd be hard to get help like that now, huh?
$2 and a half a week we paid him.
Goodness.
But she never bought a pair of shoes all the time she was working for us. Hmm. I gave her shoes, 2 pairs a year, whether she needed them or not. I gave her a new pair of shoes, and we gave her most of her clothes.
Well, that's just a salary in itself.
Well, you just didn't pay it. Hmm. I didn't have to pay them by the hour and things like that. And if she'd come in the morning, and I didn't show you that picture of her sitting on the front porch. And she was sitting out there one day. Now, what is that she hollered to her friend? Well, I can't think of it. But anyway, we started singing. Like she'd sit out there on the front porch and she'd get through watering the flowers. Mama never had to ask her to water them. She'd go out there and water the flowers. And when she'd get through, she'd sit on the front porch and talk to all of her friends and acquaintances who passed by the house. They passed by going on down where they lived. And she'd glob. Hmm. Glob. I was just globbing with my friends.
What does that mean?
Talking a lot. Globbing. So we talked about globbing instead of whatever else we would have said. I forgot.
Well, I wonder where she got a word like that.
I don't know. Palava. Palava is what she. Mm-hmm. She that's what she was trying to say, palava, and she said galab. So we got so we used galab all the time. When she was around 75, she started going to school for adults they had here. She wanted to learn to read so she could read the Bible. She went, but she never did learn to read.
Is she dead now?
Oh, she died years ago. She was 80 years old before 1940. She quit working for us. Because she wasn't working for us in 1941.
So she was born about the time the War Point State started over.
She'd be well over 100 now. She was a wonderful soul.
Cool. You're talking about the eggs, what would you call the inside part of the egg? The
yolk. Yolk. And I always had to have it well done.
I never particularly liked eggs.
I'm eating well done.
That makes two of us. I cannot stand.
I got a hamburger up at the cafe uptown. They have good meat there.
Yes, sir.
They have good hamburgers. And they don't give you just a little bitty piece of meat and a big bun. They give you a nice size slab of meat, a patty. And I said, well done, please. She wrote, well done on the ticket. It was all the blood running out of it. Well, I didn't have time for it to then take it back to the kitchen. But the next time I get a hamburger there, that's the first one I ever got that wasn't any more well done. Then that one was entirely too pink for me.